Okay, so first it's like, can you take a breath now? So like 13 months, women's coach, men's coach, football coach, you know.
Volleyball coach.
Like what? Yeah, volleyball coach. What, how many Division I sports are there?
We have 21.
So 4 of 21 in 13 months. Yeah. So are you going to take a vacation?
Well, and we hired a women's tennis coach. So
okay.
Five
of 21. Yeah, yeah. So when is that nap you're going
to
take?
Well, I think it might start tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it might start tomorrow.
Good.
Going to have a little chance to actually become a bit of a sports fan and watch some of the NCAA games and spend some time with my wife and daughter and
good.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you, like, if you have much time for that, I mean, it's got to be weird being a Division I athletic director now. You know, when we talked the first time, you talked about the fandom and how you would tape Illinois games and, like, you know, do you find your fan experience to be different now? Like,
I don't have much of a fan experience anymore.
Right,
it's,
right.
You settle into the role and, I feel like I've got my sea legs now and I'm certainly going through some high-profile searches as a part of that and getting those experiences and just so excited about the direction we're headed and the response of our fans, of our alumni has been overwhelmingly positive and I think that you're starting to see the message gain some traction and people are excited and there's a lot of enthusiasm right now in Illinois athletics.
Yeah, and you've been out there a lot with fans, meeting people in front of the stadium, in the lobby of I've seen you around, How have those fan interactions been? I'm guessing, just because I interact with fans, there was this thirst, get us back, get Illinois basketball back, this thirst to return that you've spoken about and, in press conferences and everything else. What's that, like the first year talking to the fans, what's that been like?
It's been energizing to understand firsthand the breadth of passion for our program, and it spans from one side of our country to the other, and really around the globe, and to understand how deep that passion runs, and to see people smile and to see them be excited to come into the stadium or to the arena, that means a lot.
Yeah.
It means a lot. I think I hope they feel like, in a lot of ways, I'm one of them, that this is our program. We own this program together, and we're going to work together to try and take this program to the next level. And I think that message has resonated with people.
I have a question. I saw you on the sideline at the end of the Michigan State game. Mm. Michigan State's driving, it's fourth down, you're pacing just like I'm pacing and, other fans are pacing. What's that experience like? That's your team, that's your helmet you wore, You can't control what's happening. You've been on that field.
Right.
You've played on that field. What's that experience like?
It's excruciating to be able to to be so helpless and to just stand there and have so much invested in it. But I know that no matter what happens, and we saw, the Purdue game was a great example of a game that went the other direction.
Yeah.
Win or lose, I take a lot of pride, and I'm going to be one of the first people when those players come off the field to shake their hand and give them a hug and tell them I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
And same thing with our coaching staff. So I'm as invested as anybody is in the moment. But when that horn sounds, regardless of the outcome, I need to be the same guy to our student athletes and to our coaches. And I take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah. Tell me about the experience of, the North Carolina game for football was a return to what that environment can be. The Michigan State game a few weeks ago was probably a return to what that environment can be. We had these glimpses this year, these two games where it was like, wow, I remember this. I remember what this place is like. Did you have that same sense? I mean, what was that North Carolina game like for you, to walk out there under the lights, see all those, what was that like?
I did. I felt that as well. And I remember standing, I was usually on the field at kickoff, and I remember standing on the field at kickoff of the North Carolina game, and the hairs on the back of my neck were standing, and goosebumps, and my breath was faster. I mean, it was a moment that I'll never forget, and it was incredibly rewarding. In both that case and in the case of the Michigan State game, we put out pretty strong calls to our fans and said, "Look, this is a big moment. Let's represent." And our fans answered the bell both times, and I think it just shows all of us what's possible, that these programs have been a bit dormant, and that we have an opportunity in front of us right now if we work together to reignite this tradition. And when we've put out the call, our people answer the bell.
Yeah.
And so to see that environment that night against North Carolina, to see that environment that night against Michigan State, those were two powerful moments for me as the athletic director, and I hope they were powerful for our fans as well.
And I can tell you, they were, like, for the North Carolina game, I did the fan experience. So I have a press pass, but I didn't sit in the press box. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be in the press box. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stay quiet in the press box that night.
Sure.
So I did the Grange Grove thing. Mm-hmm. I got there at 7 a.m. I did the whole day.
The
whole thing, and then I sat in the stands, mm-hmm. and it was this moment of, like, this is who we are, mm-hmm. who we can be. Mm-hmm. And other teams in the Big Ten that are struggling right now maybe can't just flip a switch like
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a massive state, massive fan base, mm-hmm. you know, and this is what it can be. So, yeah, I think those two games, at least for the last year, mm-hmm. have been this little glimpse to what is to come. Now, next year is interesting because both teams, football and basketball, has zero seniors on the team. Football, maybe 8 seniors now, I think, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an interesting thing. In year two of you, you're going to put out maybe some of the youngest teams in the country. How does an athletic director view that?
It's still a part of our process. We as enthusiastic as we are, we also need to be realistic that we are in the middle of a process and that we will not sacrifice long-term positioning for short-term results. You know, we're in a long-term game here,
sure.
and we have made long-term commitments to Lovey and Brad and Nancy, mm-hmm. and this is a long play. Mm-hmm. And so we're focused on the process, we're focused on the people involved with the program, building culture, and I have every expectation that that will yield results sooner rather than later,
mm-hmm.
but there is no timetable. We have to understand that we're taking steps and that and have great confidence that the results will follow, but we don't know exactly when those results will happen.
Sure. All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank
great
you.
Seeing you.